Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the New Hype Show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. My apologies to those supporters. You know, yeah, I didn't do a show last week. I was just tired. Real rap, I was tired. I was like, yo, I gotta rest. I love me. I take care of me first. And you know me, get right into it. So as you can see by the title, yo, I'm suffering from NYPD PTSD. Let me explain. I'm gonna try to do it as chronological as I can, but the order might be off. But I actually have a lot of stories about the NYPD and how they treated me and guys that look like me. But I'm going to my stories particularly because I only could speak from my perspective. But throughout the years, it was never, ever, ever pleasant with the NYPD. Never, ever, ever. I remember growing up, you know, when I first landed in America, I landed in Crown Heights. And this is around, whatever mine, what time it was around, just know Crown Heights during the crack era, it was hectic. So imagine, you know, you're going to school, you're seeing kids your age getting hassled by cops. I just seen them and I just kept walking, just, you know, kept it pushing. I eventually moved down to the 90s. And it was a regular to see the blue van or the D's pull up and we scatter like roaches and we knew we got to go. Because 9 times out of 10, they'll try to plant crack on you. And that's just what it was. I remember riding around, you know, if it was Flatbush, they started switching them cars because we knew they were usually like in Impalas. They had Tauruses and like other. That's how the unmarked cars look. We was like, yeah, that's them right there. They started switching up to like Hondas. They started getting Maximas. We were like, okay. And we knew how the detectives dressed because they all dressed like John Cena. But I have particular memories when they really went in on me, right? I remember this one time I was by Albany Projects. And picture this, right? A black 745. It was a 745 or a 750, I think. I think it was a 750. But the windshield was cracked. So I was with my cousin. I'm trying to drive the car down. Mind you, I had the hazards on, but we was parked. My cousin lived directly across from Robeson High School. It was some new condos they built there, but it was also across the street on the other side from Albany Projects. So we parked in front of the projects. And you know, Albany Projects, you could park by, with an angle, like a 90-degree angle. You didn't park like parallel to the building. So we had the 750 parked there. And the windshield was cracked. So I was like, I bet I'm going to drive the car down to my mom's crib and put it in the driveway. So I got in the car, it's me and my cousin, and it was an older man with us, an older gentleman. So we get in the car. So I'm backing the car out. You know, I had the hazards on, like, you know, just to make sure everybody know that I'm going to be driving kind of slow because, you know. So I'm backing out. Police pull up, bloop, bloop. 3 black ops, okay? I already don't like black ops because they have this, thing to where they have to please massa and go a little harder on the black people, which makes no sense to me because I already know the white cops don't like me for whatever reason, whatever. That's just how I feel about them. But the black cops, they go 10 times harder in their neighborhood to fuck with us. So anyways, they asked for the identification. They wanted paperwork. No problem. But Pete, before they asked for it, I was asked to come out of the car. So in my head, I'm like, why are they asking me to come out the car? So I'm like, you know what? Let me not make a scene tonight because whatever. So as I'm coming out the car, one of them is like, as I'm coming out, he grabs like my shirt. Not grabs it, but you know, like when you're throwing away something stink and you just kind of hold it by the edges. Well, he held my shirt by the sleeve. And I was like, yo, come on, what the fuck? Like, I was like, yo, what you doing? the shortest one out the bunch, who I hope some of the things I want to say on here, I'm not going to say. I'm going to censor myself. If I do say it, I'm going to bleep it out in post. So he runs up. Yo, I will fuck you up. Then runs in my face. So now it's these three cops. This one, he brolic. The bigger one, he wasn't really on it. But, you know, the little one, Napoleon Complex, runs up on me. Yo, I'm not going to say what I want to say. Again. Yo, we'll beat your ass out here. So I said, all right, yeah, they looking for trouble tonight. So we're, you know, me, I'm explaining what's going on. Like, look, I can't leave this car out here. This is not a good look. I'm taking it down to my mother's house. So apparently they stopped us because on Nostrand and, like, I think, I want to say Nostrand and, like, Kingston, somebody apparently got shot. So I guess we fit the description according to him. I was like, wait. I said, you could check the cam. We just came out the building. Came out the condo right here, like, we wasn't nowhere near there. So apparently we fit the description, but then you hear the call on the radio that it was, they found whoever they was looking for. But I'm like, why you, and I'm mad because my cousin's like, nah, chill. I said, what the fuck you mean, chill? Y'all always let these dudes get away with whatever the fuck they want to get away with. Nobody don't say nothing. So these three black cops, these fucking coon cops. So, oh, y'all gotta be careful out here. So I said, be careful for what? Y'all gonna spin a narrative to do something to us so we could react. I see what y'all doing. I said, this is, you wanted me to react so y'all could get a beat down tonight. Y'all could go back, you know, to the slave master and feel good, right? They were so mad. They were so mad. And I'm like, what was the point of even like this whole back and forth? What happened to cops, like, especially the ones that look like you, look out like, yo, you know, just careful out here, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Don't try to, if it was three white officers, I get it. Fuck them. I get it. I already know why they don't like my black ass. But it's three black dudes? Cool. Heard you. Had another situation where I was walking to my mother's house. I came off the train, the 2 train in Flatbush. Walking to the corner. I get to the corner like New York. All of a sudden, just a car just whoop. 4 of them hopped out. I think 2 of them must have been white. With the other 2 black ones. Just rushed me to the corner, started patting me down. And I didn't say a word. One of them kind of whispered in my ear, yo, my bad, yo, I don't want to do this. And I just looked at all of them. And I wished a lot of bad things on them that night. And I'm just like, why y'all messing with me? Like, I didn't even do nothing. Like, this literally, that's why I told y'all, fuck Rudy Giuliani. I hate Giuliani. Fucking bitch ass. And I noticed, too, like, I used to get pulled over a lot in Brooklyn because of the particular car that I had. But I would never get a ticket. Never, ever get a ticket. Never, ever, ever, ever get a ticket. They will stop me. Oh, you know, this car is bulletproof, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, what's your point? Give me my ticket. Let's go. I had no violation. It was nothing. They just wanted to fuck with me. And, you know, I remember one night, and I think my homegirl, Molly, could attest to this story because she was with me. I get a call, one of my homeboys, to come pick him up. I ain't going to say his name. I know he know who it is. Pick him up. He was drunk from a bar downtown Brooklyn. So I drove, picked him up, told me to drive to Long Island, drop him off to his sister. Drop him off to his sister crib. Molly was with me. Shout out to Molly. So drop him off, and I head back to drop Molly off back home. Get pulled over. And one of them was a Guyanese cop, a black cop. I heard his accent. I said, wow. Asking me a bunch of dumb questions that had nothing to do with nothing. Looking at my car, asking me, yo, who was that? I'm just like, yo, dude. And then he asked me, Molly was there, and I took the key out, and I put it on the dash. Oh, why you doing that? I said, nah, because I don't want y'all to shoot me. Yeah, I don't want y'all to, you know, injure me tonight or, you know, kick my ass or kill me. Tap the car, have a good night. Yeah, y'all had no reason to pull me over, man. And, yeah, but just, this is like, for some reason, the black cops that would patrol the neighborhood just went harder than Whitey. Like, I'm like, yo, already, again, I know the white cop don't fuck with me. But you don't fuck with me, too. You look like me, bro. I remember them walking in my building, harassing everybody for no reason. When I see a white cop, even though it's not right, I see them slamming a black dude. It's what they supposed to do. They don't want us in our, they don't want us in their neighborhood. They don't want us dating their daughters. So all of that anger is coming out. They want to look like us. They can't be as fly as us. But then when I see the black cops doing it to us, I'll be like, damn, you really got to impress Whitey for your check. I remember one night I parked up. This was in a particular neighborhood in Flatbush. I was like on a side street. Yo, if anybody knows, you know, everybody knows football. Well, let me not say, I don't want to assume. It was a fire hydrant about, I was at least 7 yards away from this fire hydrant. Cop pulled up next to me and just started flashing this flashlight in my window. And by the way, fuck Puerto Rican cops. Just like Tack said, y'all get on the force and act like y'all Italian. Fuck y'all. So one was Puerto Rican, one was white. Anyways, yeah, before I knew what they were, somebody pulled up next to my car and started flashing a flashlight. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So I'm not opening my door. It could be, you know, it could be a robbery. So they hopped out. They had their badge. Oh, you didn't see me? I said, yeah, I saw you flashing a light into my car. I'm supposed to open the door. You could have shot me, stupid. That's what I said. Oh, well. I said, so what are you stopping me for? What's the problem? I'm parked. Oh, you're too close to the hydrant. I'm too close to the hydrant. I'm looking at the distance of the hydrant. I look at him and he realized like he had nothing. So as he's sitting there writing his ticket, I'm taking a picture of him being a fucking idiot. It's writing a ticket for me being close, too close to it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, have fun because this is getting thrown out. So he felt stupid and he drove off. Took a picture. I sent all the evidence in the same day. And I made them look at the timestamp that he gave me the ticket and the timestamp on the actual picture. They threw the ticket away. It was like, what's the point? Why do y'all do this? I'm getting so tight as I'm talking. Like, it just, I don't know how I just started thinking about these cops. And it just makes me mad. I remember a couple of these white cops were knocking on my door one time. Talking about, hey, did you see such and such for the kidnapping? Some shit. I didn't even bother opening my door. I said, nah, y'all not fucking with me. And another time I was driving up Cortell U in Nostrand. I'm driving up going one way. I'm going north. The cop was going south. He looks over, look at my car. Almost crashed his car trying to make a U-turn to come to me. Pulls me over now. I see him. I'm like, what's the problem? I said, I saw you. Your anger. Your one, my car looks better than yours. I'm sure you can't afford it. You can't afford it. So I know that bothers you. I should have said, when you look back, you're like, damn, why didn't I say that? I wanted to say that to him. You can't afford nothing in here. You bum ass cop, you fucking broke. So, pulls me over, blah, 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 the same spiel. Ends in me not getting a ticket. I'm like, what the fuck? Leave me alone. Another time, I'm like, near Marcy, I'm headed to the podcast studio at the time. It was in Bushwick, so get pulled over again, making a right. Black cop, but this black cop wants to act friendly, like he's my friend. He has a white partner. Ah, hey, you know, blah 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 blah. I'm looking at him, like, homeboy, whatever you gotta do is give him. Oh, where you headed? I'm going to. I'm minding my business. What you want? Where you pull me over? Oh, because I didn't know. All my tags are clear on my car, Paul. It's clear. Everything is there. What's the problem? Seatbelt on. What's the problem? Lights. Everything is cool on this car. It's not a problem. And again, drove off without a ticket. I say that to say this. Yo, honestly, this episode is pointless, but I'm putting it out because I have a lot of anger. And it ain't really no... I just want y'all to hear these stories and this shit that's going on in my head. I have PTSD from cops. I can't say that, but all I'm gonna say is I know people who, you know, they have relatives that are cops. We don't talk. I have, you know, former friends who became cops. We don't speak. They know how I feel. They know in a heartbeat, like, fuck you. You're a black cop. Fuck you. I don't have no love for them, especially the history of where police officers come from and what they're trained to do to black people. And this is what you're gonna do to us. I get it. So keep impressing, massa. Do your thing. This episode is absolutely pointless. You're going to learn nothing from this episode but just me and my feelings. So continue to listen to the podcast. And I don't even know if I should be putting this out. But fuck it. It's going to do what it do. Make sure y'all go listen to Doreen's Favorite, all right?
Yo, I'm tight. Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.